Online Podcast 215.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Online Podcast. Welcome to Online Podcast. How are you doing on a Monday? I'm recording this on Monday. This is take two. I was talking about my cat on my first take, and I'm going to talk about my cat on my second take as well. You can hear from my tone of voice that I wasn't very happy. I recorded about 25 minutes of stuff, and my cat was sitting on my lap. And it was all passionate talk about, oh, how cute my chai was. And then he jumped down in the middle and pulled the cable down and dropped my iRiver on the floor. And this is what happens when iRiver drops on the floor. If it powers off, it doesn't save it. So I lost the whole 25 minutes of recording. Anyway, it happens to podcasters, I guess, if you haven't lost like some of your recordings. You aren't really a podcaster, sorry. I just had soup. In fact, this is probably a good thing. I talk about things that I was not going to talk about. Things that I will talk about in June. I thought I was not going to go there, but I did went into talking about it, and maybe I won't now, right? So that's a good thing. Thank you, Chai, for knocking down the iRiver and let me lose 25 minutes of recording. Anyway, I'm recovering from a cold. I caught a cold on Tuesday, and so there you go. I'm still recovering, so I may be coughing here and there. I hope I don't drop my damn iRiver again. But anyway, I wanted to say hello to Hadi. Hadi is a listener. I think he's been listening for maybe a few months. I don't know. Have you been listening for a while? I'm not sure. I get to know Hadi from ohmypod.net. So, hi, Hadi. He's been commenting on my website pretty regularly. So, I want to say thank you. Anyway, Hadi is also an Asian, and I think he's from Singapore. He's a Singaporean, but I think one of his parents could be Malaysians. I'm not sure. Well, anyway, we'll see. He'll comment, right? And if you want to find out, go to onlinepodcast.com. That is spelled O-N-G-L-I-N-E podcast.com. It's like online, but with a G after the N. Onlinepodcast.com. And I would just want to remind you too, if you're listening to this in, you know, outside your house, blah, 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 and you don't have internet access immediately, you can also, if there's something that you want to tell us or comment, let us know, you can go to, you can pick up your phone and dial 206-888-JOHN. That's 206-888-JOHN. And you'll get my voicemail and leave me a message there. And if you also like to look at pictures of myself, boy, you be careful. He's going to jump up again, my boy. You better not drop my iRiver again, buddy boy. Oh, you're so sweet. He's just so good at like ruining things and then come back and be sweet. And then he's all forgiven. You are such a cutie pie. Oh my gosh, I'm going to be so sleepy tomorrow. And it is 1:24 in the morning. I thought of not doing the show, but then I came in anyway because I wanted to be regular. And then I recorded about 25 minutes, then boom, it's all gone. So here I am doing it again in the middle of the night with a cold. Aren't I good? But anyway, so it's good though, because I talk about things that I wasn't going to go there, but I did went. I did go. Gosh, I don't speak. I just don't speak period after 1 a.m. Oh, the boy is so cute. So anyway, I was talking about Chai, so I'm going to repeat that story again. Good God. Chai is very greedy as when it comes to food. Like, he would eat his food and then go steal Tasha's food, his sister Kitty, my other cat, and he does that all the time. So we have to watch out for him, so that he doesn't go attack girls' food. And he also likes to lick our bowl after we eat stuff. You know, he just like any food he get his head into, and he will just eat it. And when my parents were here, we realized that he ate ice cream, and then like lick our ice cream bowl, and he would throw up. Yes, he would throw up after a while, and then we realize something must be in the ice cream that doesn't sit well in him. And then we realize also he also throw up when we feed him milk, and sometimes we give him a little small dish of milk, you know. And then finally, one time when we were making chili, he you can tell all those foodie genes come from me. So he likes to he likes to eat. So he stole a bag of cheese from our chili one night in the kitchen and ate a bunch of them and then threw up. So that made us think that he might be lactose intolerant, this little boy. You're so cute. And anyway, oh my gosh, and we made chili, you know, when we would brown the chili meat or the ground meat, and you have this bowl of fat, then we would skim all the fat up and put it in a bowl. He's been eating that too. He's like eating fat out of the bowl. He must have gotten the gene from you know who. Actually, it's kind of sad because I actually thought about, when I look at the bowl of fat empty, and I thought, oh my gosh, the boy ate it. And then the second thing was like, could it be good? I didn't think about eating it, but I was thinking, could it be good? It must have been good. So anyway, if I like butter, he must like it must taste somewhat like butter, 'cause I can eat butter just like that, you know, spoon it up and eat it. I can do that, especially if it's mixed in with sugar or honey. Oh, so good. Anyway, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to go there. And oops, sorry, I just burped. So anyway, what was I talking about? Let me check on the time there, because I don't want to do a too long a show. I always say that, and it'll go like to 40 minutes. I want to tell you, go to my website if you. I also blog in between podcasts, so if you want to check out photos and check out blogs of mine, you can go to onlinepodcast.com. And some of you may be new. That's coming from the star. Because the Star wrote an article about my podcast, and so you may be coming from there. So welcome if you are. Let me know actually, and especially if you are gay, and if you are in Asia and you found out about my website through the Star. And I know how it is. So if you don't want to be out and put a comment, send me an email and just let me know. You don't have to tell me who you are. Just let me know that you are listening. Because I'm partially doing this because I want to be out for those who are still unable to be out at this time. There's just this thing. But anyway, well, talking about that, it requires a lot of confidence to come out and a lot of support from the people around you, family included. So I know sometimes it could be hard for people who know that it's going to be tough for the family. And I. Gosh, my ear's ringing. My headphones broken. So my left side, my $300 pair of headphones broken by Shure, and I'm gonna have to send it in for service. And now my ear's ringing. Hoi, and it's 1:30. So anyway, let me see. What the hell is that? Something on my screen. Anyway, what was I gonna talk about? Gosh, I forgot. Oh yeah, go to my website, blah, blah, blah. Oh, and also, if you want to leave me a voicemail, you can always, not voicemail. Did I already talk about that? Gosh, that's what happens when I do second take, like last time when I did it with Steve Harris, and he scolded me. That was funny, that clip. I don't know if he, Steve, do you still have that clip? I don't know where it is now, but if you have that clip, let me know. It's kind of funny. Well, I'm sleepy, can you tell? And, hee ho hey. You can call me, you know. You can call me at 206-888-JOHN and leave me a comment if you're driving out there somewhere. I don't know if I talk about this yet, but I just did now again. 206-888-JOHN. And leave me a comment. Voice comment. I like that. Let's see what I was going to tell. Oh, yeah. I was in the middle of talking about my self-loving, not that self-loving. I literally mean loving yourself. I thought that I always do that pretty well because I set goals and I achieve them and all that. But you can probably tell from my physical appearance as well as my lack of health consciousness probably would be a good indication to tell you that I really am not taking care of myself very well. And I've started to change that several months ago, and we'll go into the detail in the future, but I neglected to sort of take care of myself in the emotional sense. I beat up myself pretty badly, and I'm very critical of myself. And then I'm also, I also have very low self-esteem when it comes to body image. And I'll tell you a story. I just remember that all of a sudden, like the other day, I just remember it and I wrote it down, I jotted it down, and then I'm going to tell you today. Part of the reason why, not the one reason, but it's part of the reason why I feel so negative about my self-image, body image specifically. I was probably about 19, 20 years old. I was fat. I was actually about as fat as I was several months ago when I came back from this cruise. So I went to KL to visit my cousin's sister. She's a ballerina, and she went to the ballet academy there. And with a bunch of friends of hers, we went to a photo shop. They were getting their studio. They were taking pictures of different dance poses, blah, blah, blah. And so I went along with them. And so they kind of treated me like a little brother, and they just kind of included me into the group. So it was a bunch of girls with, skinny, lanky, and fit body, and a clumsy, round, fat boy, right? Me. And I'm obviously not a dancer, right? But they were just, you know, being nice. But there's this jerk in the store from the photo printing shop place, not Crick. I like Crick, not that particular store. And he's not attractive, well, first of all. And so the girls were kind of annoyed that he was flirting with them. And so he was trying to talk to the girls, and the girls kind of brushed him off and blew him off. And you blew him off. So he sort of came over to me and talked to me. And said, so what are you doing with these girls? And so the girls knew that he was being bitchy, and so the girl said, well, he's with us, he's, you know, one of us, and we're all dancers. And then he laughed. Oh, this is the point where my cat jumped down and pulled the cable and made me lost the whole 25 minutes of recording. So he laughed and said, what do you mean dancing? What kind of dance do you do? Elephant dance? So the girls were like, oh, like they all like pissed off at him. And of course my defense mechanism was laughing. So I laughed. But that sort of left a mark in my head. Like I said, it's not the only one, but it left me this big scar that stuck with me. And it really takes a lot of effort for me to see that differently. I contemplated about not talking about this, but I feel like I should, because I know that I'm not the only one. And I also feel like it's kind of cathartic for me to tell you that story, because it used to be, I didn't want to tell anybody that story at one point, especially when I'm fat. And And so it's helpful for me, and I th hopefully it will be helpful for other people. And it just was hurting. And that's the reason why, you know, my defense mechanism is always cracking joke about my own weaknesses, my food eat habit, my fatness, my roll of fats, my rolls of fats. And I just make jokes about stuff that I feel weak about, that I am not good at, like my English, for instance, right now. So I neglect, sometimes when I make those jokes, I sometimes forget to see how hurtful it could be to me. Like, if I love somebody, I am not gonna make joke about their physical appearance, right? I mean, I just wouldn't be able to just go up and tell them, it's like, hey, look at your fat sticking out. But I do that to myself. And I know I do that, you know, when I most of the time it's just joking, right? But there are times, because I have those negative self-image, that when those jokes were being said, it also was like a cut in my already low self-esteem. So I just have to be a little bit more careful with that. Plus, it doesn't mean that I'm going to stop making fat jokes. I think I'll make fat jokes for a long time, as long as I'm fat. And well, you know, people tell me I'm not fat, and I know that I'm just a little plump. But and that's a reason why. And now I can tell you to go to show 215 and listen to that, and get a small piece of why I think I'm much fatter than I maybe really am. I really have to learn. In fact, I was talking to a friend of mine, and I realized that I haven't been able to look at myself and think positively physically. Yes, it was, and you know, and please don't comment about my physical appearance. Good up, well, I just don't want to, because I yeah, crap. I didn't want to make this an opportunity for people who either, one, feel bad for me, or two, really think that I am hot, and I'm plump and hot, and therefore that makes me a good hot dog. With a hot bun. And anyway, no, I just don't want to. The last time I talk about this and people comment, and I appreciate that, but keep that to yourself. I just don't need that right now. I just don't want to fish for boys, stay here, don't jump. I don't want to make this an opportunity for me to fish for compliments. I don't want that. So don't comment. Don't send me anything about my physical appearance. I'm just gonna say it. Unless it's fat. Well, does it still make me then not quite open to, no, yeah, no. Okay, this is the change. Okay, yes, you can send me comments, whatever. I don't care. I guess if I really truly want to be opening up to the challenge of accepting myself, I should really just do whatever, right? Yeah, I don't care. So you can send me, I don't know, whatever. You can do whatever you want. What I'm trying to say is, it's late, and so I'm crazy. I just started to realize how good that would feel if you feel a little bit better about yourself. I was a little bit frustrated when I came back from the trip, that you know, I put on weight, and then I kind of got depressed, and so that sort of going downhill. And then I was thinking, oh my gosh, it's so difficult, and it's so depressing about my weight, and I look horrible in pictures and blah blah blah. And I just had to, while I was talking to a friend, I just had to stop and then realize, oh my gosh, that's kind of brutal how I was treating myself. So I just stop and think for a while, and also to observe the compliments that I get from other people. I tend to do that. I tend to very quickly glance through the compliments and then focus on the negative. Like, I'm still thinking about the elephant dance comment. Not right now, but I haven't been thinking about that for a while, but the other day it just came back up to me. So, but I'm thinking about my, you know, being fat and unattractive and all that. And part of the reason also could be, and you can let me know about this, is it because I am not single? Can you imagine with my low self-esteem and warped, hopefully, self-image that what it would be for me if I'm single? Oh my Lord. But that's besides the point. But the thing is, because I'm not single, and therefore people don't usually tell me that I am attractive or I'm hot or stuff like that, because I already have a partner and happily partnered. And so maybe that's the reason why sometimes I feel like nobody tells me that I'm hot, and so I'm not. Plus people tell me that I'm an elephant. So it was a combination of things. But this week I started to think differently. I know of at least one person who thinks that I'm hot. And he's the person that I care. It doesn't matter if the whole world thinks that I'm ugly, and as long as he thinks that I'm hot and he thinks that I'm great, that's good enough. Obviously, not quite good enough. But he's that one person that I can. That's Bruce, and so that's fine, blah, blah, blah. But I also realize that there are other people. As long as I stop and focus on the compliments that I get, and as long as I don't dwell in it and become this big head diva, I should be a little bit more balanced and look at the good and the bad of myself. I know there are things that I need to be working on, which I am, as far as it comes to a body image, I also need to, I'm sleepy, I was dosed off there, and I also need to just look at the good sometimes. I've been focusing on the bad too long, and it's been very hurtful for me, both mentally and I think maybe indirectly affecting me physically as well. As far as, you know, the whole laziness crap. I've been talking crap. But anyway, so that was my last week's sort of, what is it? What do you call last week's lesson? That's what I learned from last week myself, is to really stop and think, are you doing things for yourself? Are you focusing on the things you do, or are you focusing on yourself? Because I tend to focus so much and pay so much attention to the things I do and then neglect myself. So, I don't know if that happens to other people, but it really did happen to me. And I was talking to a friend, and boom, all of a sudden it just came to me that, oh my gosh, I really haven't been paying attention to myself. I've been paying attention to things I do and not myself. So when I did that, it really changed things. You know, when I look at myself, I don't feel ugly. And I know it's not that serious, but there are times that I just feel like I'm so fat and ugly in pictures and stuff. And so anyway, I don't want to go too much on this, but it's changed. It's changed, and hopefully that's going to change for the better, and it makes me happy. Oh, plus, I love to check out hot guys, right? When I check out hot guys, and if they look like what I want, myself to look or get close to looking, I get all, I get all flipped out. I get all bitter. I'm a bottle of poison, bitter poison and poisonous goo. And I get all bitter. It's like, oh, yeah. And I get all jealous and bitter because I'm not. So that was sort of weird and drama queenish. So anyway, so but that's been changing, and I hope that so that's gonna keep changing, hopefully. And with the help of really myself. With the help of myself. Oh gosh, this is crap show. Anyway, I don't care because it's done late, so you can just have to take it, whatever. So, if you have such experience, or if you, so that is the reason why, one of the reason why the whole elephant dance comment was the reason why I feel the way I do today, and I am working on changing it. I think it comes with both. It comes with, the, you know, getting healthier and looking, or getting fitter and looking better from getting fitter. And that helps with gaining back the self-esteem that I've lost over the years. So it goes hand in hand. It doesn't, no pain, no gain. Yes. It doesn't work, and it doesn't change my point of view if I'm just sitting there on the couch doing nothing, eating potato chips. So, even though that good. Yeah, you can, if you have any comment about what I just talked about, you can go to onlinepodcasts.com and leave me a message there. You can leave me a My Chingo message on My Ching Chong on my website onlinepodcast.com on the right hand side, and you can also call me at 206-888 John. So those are various ways that you can send messages to me. You could also send me an email. That is online at gmail.com. That's ONGLINE at gmail.com. And I hope you have a wonderful week. And we'll see what I can do. I have a lot of recording that I need to edit them. It's been busy and I've been lazy. So I hope all the best to you. And give me some comments. I know this is a sucky show. Sorry about that. But whatever. Every once in a while you get a bad one. Bye. Don't forget to smile, ladies.